attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was, I've been thinking about this for a while, and as a person who was reared in the church and, you know, spent an awful lot of my life, the earlier years in my life in church, I couldn't help but think about what's happening now in this country. There certainly are less and less people attending church. There are less and less people being parts of any kind of affiliated with any religion. More and more people are disconnected to any spirituality. And I don't know if, as a matter of fact, I know that's not a good thing. And it's just not a good thing. And especially thinking back to how important it was and my parents and that generation to make sure that we all got a foundation, some type of moral foundation as young children that would give us some direction and guidance as we begin our trek in this society, in this life. Well, you look now at what is happening in churches going out of business because there are not people enough who believe in the religious teachings anymore. Christianity is suffering more than most. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I'm wondering if you are one of those people, like I am, who spend a lot of time in church and you are not there anymore. If what happened, you know, what is it about those of us who were reared in church that we no longer are there? You know, I know so many people who have now separated themselves, and we're going to get into a little bit of why many people such as myself have decided that it is, you know, not just something that appeals to you anymore. You know, things have changed. The way you look at, you know, what the church stands for. You were brought up in, Sam, you were brought up Catholic.
Yes.
The Catholic Church is suffering more than all the others.
It's shocking to see how much it's fallen over just my life alone. I'm not super religious anymore. But my whole family was growing up, and, you know, we did things kind of for my grandmother because it was her way.
Right.
But, yeah, since she's passed, just everyone's kind of fallen out of it. And I don't know if that says like more about the family value or like the actual belief of it, because like the community just really, there's so much corruption in my experience. Like I've had so many issues happen throughout my, you know, I was in school, Catholic school, K-3 through high school. So, like, I've seen a lot. And it's just discouraging to see that so many issues happen and nothing changes, ever.
You mean so many things happen in the church?
Right.
You know, Catholicism, more than most, has had to deal with a horrid history that has played out before the world. And so you, I don't know how, you know, you can recover if you've been told and you've been taught all the tenets of Catholicism and what you should do as a person and your sins individually and how you are supposed to work towards becoming sinless. And then you hear all of what has happened, the pedophilia that has happened in, you know, the Catholic Church, and the fact that, you know, the many of the nuns who have been molested and all of that history, it's probably one of the reasons why in Catholicism there's less and less people who are willing to see that and that injustice. Because let's be clear, that's the worst of it, to have that happen inside of a religious institution is really blasphemy. And for all those people's lives that have been ruined, and then the church basically puts itself in a situation where they are protected and don't have to pay restitution. I mean, I don't know how you can then go back into, you know, that kind of environment and say, well, you know, that happened, but, you know, I'm still believing in this, and so it doesn't matter how many lives were ruined, but this is my belief and I'm going to stick with it. So,
and not only that, it's like so frustrating to see all of, you know, like there are those pedophilia cases, there are those, like, you know, with the nuns and everything, and then they turn around and say, no, like our priests should be celibate and alone, even though that's not a natural thing for humans and that's the right way, instead of fixing it. And, you know, like Lutheran pastors get married and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, why hold, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's not just the Catholic Church that is suffering a loss of parishioners. It is across the board. And so there's something that is going on in religion, that there are more and more people who have separated themselves from it. I don't think it's a good thing. I honestly don't think it's a good thing, because, you know, at the same time that people have separated themselves from religion, and let me say this. Two different things, religion and spirituality. Two different things altogether. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. It's not that I'm unmindful that Easter is coming up this Sunday, but it's the perfect time to have a conversation. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
That's all we got. One world. And something's wrong with it. Yeah. Something's wrong with it. Yeah. Something's wrong with the good world. Yeah, we only got.